This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
Oh my goodness, that's such a loaded question. Who I am in the existential sense and professional sense. You know, actually, it's really interesting. I think as most people, I start with a sense of self that begins with my own humanity and the desire to see others do well, because I have a sense that when others do well, I do well. My name is Chris Hewer, and I am a serial entrepreneur. And for the last couple of years now, I've been working with Google and their global launchpad, mentoring startups from around the world. I'm very fortunate and grateful to be involved in that program and to contribute a bunch of ideas that I've had over the years to some really smart people who are working to make a difference in Africa, South America, and all over the world, more recently in Asia. And actually, right now, the reason why I guess we're talking is because I recently got two EIR positions, both a little different, but one more in the classical sense, serving as an entrepreneur in residence with the Collider Accelerator Program down at the Queensland University of Technology Creative Entrepreneur Program. And it's just a really awesome opportunity to oversee 10 to 12 different startups that are going through that program and do more of the traditional startup acceleration version of the EIR. And then in the other capacity of EIR, we've launched a new network, a global network called Mentor Bureau, which is professionalizing mentorship, advisory, and the sort of entrepreneurial and residence duties that typically get performed, but doing that so that we can actually have a broader base of support, moving founders to becoming mentors and ultimately preparing them better to even serve as EIRs at the end of the day. But as the original founder and EIR for Mentor Bureau, I'm looking forward to actually redefining this role and helping to bring greater clarity to it, because that seems to be one of the biggest problems. Is how different people interpret these different phrases and the lack of standardization, which I don't necessarily believe is necessarily hurting anyone or hurting the progression of it, but I just know that if we have a better standard, as you've been sort of working on, I guess, through all these interviews over the last couple of series now, that we will all benefit from being able to have more people understand what it is we do and encourage more people to learn that it's something that they might be able to do themselves.
Chris, how are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
Well, this gets to the real definition of it, you know, and I go back to the early days. The first time I actually heard of the position in the mid-90s was when I was raising venture capital, and I ran into a couple of EIRs, and it was just fascinating to me. I mean, I hadn't even run my own company by that time in 94. It was my first business now, some 25 years ago. And I thought that would be kind of a neat thing to do. And as it was described to me back then, and I can't remember who, unfortunately, but I was in South Florida, so it wasn't anyone majorly well-known across the industry, per se. But essentially, they described it as, well, I'm a serial entrepreneur, and I'm kind of trying to figure out what I'm doing next. And so I'm basically hanging out and helping the VCs with their deal flow and looking for the trends and helping them assess where they should invest their money in. Maybe I'll end up going in-house and serving as a CEO or interim CMO for one of these companies coming through the venture program. Or maybe I hit upon my own idea and I build a team and, you know, because of the venture capital firm giving me this place to set up shop and access to deal flow and all the rest of it, you know, they'll get first crack at investing. The way I think it's been redefined in accelerator programs and, you know, incubators and, you know, more broadly used now, particularly in corporate world as well, is it's really about a knowledge-focused community leader who's trying to ensure that the wisdom of their experience is able to be transferred to those people working on innovative new ideas. In essence, from my perspective, what's really important about it is trying to prevent them from making the same sort of mistakes we have in the past. And by doing that, enabling them to move faster, move smarter, and ultimately scale more smoothly. So it's kind of an interesting sort of term, and I'm looking forward to listening to the rest of the series and hearing the definitions that everyone else shares. But, you know, that's really the role that I think that it fills today as EIR. And I think even in that sense, the people who call it an expert in residence, you know, that's not too far off either.
Chris, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an EIR?
Well, the challenges is going back to my 25-year-old self and trying to make myself open my eyes and listen more. Open my ears and listen more, I guess, is more appropriate. You know, there's so much confidence that comes with that vision of seeing, wow, this has been messed up my entire life. I know how to fix it. I've got the vision for it. I'm going to go off and do this thing, and I believe blank. And just have that certainty. And because of that certainty, to an extent, being really uncoachable because I'm not listening. And at the same time, bombarded by eight different people telling me eight different things and trying to make sense of that all and not having anyone to turn to for advice on that. And so at the same, and not wanting to, because we don't want to appear weak and indecisive and unable to suss out what's important and what's not. But you know, as a young entrepreneur, I really couldn't. So I guess one of the biggest challenges is the one that I created for my early mentors, which is being uncoachable. And you just got to be ready for it. And so that's one of the really big things that we saw with the startups from around the world. Just having that foundational knowledge, being what one of my colleagues, Michael J. Moon, calls startup ready, you know, having that mindset and an understanding of some of the core language that is really more universally understood in the more high growth tech sector side of the startup world. And then really the opportunities that we see there is still this opportunity to take that boundless energy of the entrepreneur, give it a little bit of direction and see it really take off in amazing ways. Because when the entrepreneurs come ready for the coaching side of it, not just the growth and scaling and trying to figure out what does the growth machine look like and you know how do we build up ARR and customer lifetime value and some of the other more programmatic things towards growth. But you know, when they start developing personally as well, and then they start becoming coaches and mentors and leaders, not only for their inner circle of their direct reports and their founding team, you know, but of people across the whole of the company, and end up really developing that amazing culture that we know is so important that gives them a real chance to succeed.
Chris, what advice would you like to share with other EIRs?
Well, you know, the one most recent to me, really, and I'm presuming that most EIRs are wiser than me at this point because I'm just really starting out on this journey in this new role or set of responsibilities, although obviously I've done it before advising and mentoring other companies, but in this sense of being responsible for a whole class, a cohort, quite a bit different. But the biggest lesson that I had to learn over my time working with Google's Launchpad was how to ask questions instead of give advice, how to actually, you know, embrace the Socratic method and, you know, in some ways hinting at perhaps some directional ideas relative to what it is that I'm thinking about or what I see, but how to actually help the entrepreneurs to find their own way and how to ask better questions. I've been working on this issue for some time. I've interviewed documentary filmmakers, you know, journalists, corporate media folks, and a bunch of other storytellers, really, and trying to find out what it is that they do to get to those better questions to really help shape somebody a narrative. And I just encourage everyone to, you know, spend some time studying it as well, because figuring out how to ask better questions will lead to the right answers, which will lead to the right direction, which will lead to greater success. It's fairly straightforward, and I believe that the majority of the power that we actually wield is best focused through the right questions.
Chris, where can we learn more about Entrepreneurs in Residence and your work as an EIR?
I've been posting these days over at mentorbureau.com, and that's where I'm going to be sharing a lot more advice for startup mentorship and really looking at how do we create more sustainable businesses. I think the big issue we have now is how do we go after people who aren't building unicorns and give them access to the top knowledge that they need to be successful. And we're going to be writing a lot about that over there. And of course, you can also find me on Twitter at Chris Huer and almost every other place at C-H-R-I-S-H-E-U-E-R.
For more about this, visit EIRpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.